John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You ever have the TV on and you can't find the remote? Gotta watch that one channel? Feel like you're in prison. My favorite channel is the Lifetime channel, because Lifetime is television for women. Lifetime, television for women. Yet for some reason, there's always a woman getting beaten on that network.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Su día ya viene llegando.
What, stupid?
Gracias.
All right, well, see you around the water cooler.
Buenos dias.
That was not funny. You stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Su día ya viene llegando.
He's always got that swagger when he's speaking Spanish.
Well, what have we here?
It's the president speaking Spanish, Charlie.
Buenos dias.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica, Don and Mike.
Yeah. All right, so Wendy Rieger is considered maybe in the top three pieces of ass as far as ladies that bring us the news here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm,
on TV.
I agree.
All right. I mean, I've got issues with her complexion, but she's a decent-looking woman.
Sure. I've known her longer than any of you guys. I went to school with her. And she was a hottie back in the day, too.
Mm-hmm. To be honest,
and all I remember is she had, and no offense to Wendy, she had a big, huge, doofy boyfriend with big, huge sideburns. That's all I remember about this guy. And he was like a football player, but we didn't have a football team at AU.
He's the guy that told you the lemon juice story, isn't he?
He's the guy, yeah. I never really knew him. They were, Wendy, I think, is a year ahead of me, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. All right, so she's...
9 years ahead of me. Right?
Relatively good looking.
Yes.
Later in life than a lot of ladies in television. She's being pushed out maybe by someone younger. You know, that's just how it goes in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's hung in there at Channel 4. A lot of people think she's a babe. And this is some infomercial.
Is she trying to help young broadcasters or giving some advice on how to get ahead in the business?
I believe that's what this excerpt is from.
It's a trailer for a project called Five Keys to Mastery. So I think it's not just broadcasting. I think it's just getting ahead in life.
Okay.
All right, so here she is. Wendy Rieger.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying. And I get out and I think, F*** you. And I pick up the phone, and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
Wow.
Tough Every broad. Time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying. And I get out, and I think, F*** you.
F you, George Michael. I'm tired of your advances under the desk.
Tired of you driving me into the bathroom stall and making me cry.
And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know...
Hello, HR? This is Rieger Wendy. I want to talk about Ryan Bob.
You know that news director you're so excited about? Well, you know what he offered to do for me? And it had nothing to do with the news. I want him out now.
Channel 4, your station for news. And people who care about the community. Wendy Rieger, live at 5.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying. And I get out and I think, F*** you.
News for you.
Jim Vance followed me into the ladies' room and tapped his foot on mine when I was in the stall.
And now, here's Wednesday's child.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
No one wants to adopt this poor news lady. She's Wednesday's child.
I'll adopt her. Uh-huh. No problem at all. Come on, Wendy.
All right.
Stay with me for a while. Wendy Rieger.
That is good.
She's a tough lady.
I like that.
She is.
I don't hear Harrison saying that.
Someone should tell Allison Starling, incidentally, from Channel 7 here in town, who's about, I'm guessing, 15 years younger than Wendy Rieger.
Yeah, probably.
That if you want to be taken seriously as a journalist, would someone do a search and see if you could find me the cover, please, of, I think it's Northern Virginia Magazine.
What's she doing?
It's one of those magazines I got in the mail that you throw away immediately.
Right.
But I kept it because the story on the cover says shopping with celebrities.
All right.
And it's a chick from Channel 7 who I think is very cute.
Uh-huh.
And she's posing. The only way I can describe this is she's posing like Marlo Thomas did in That Girl.
Oh, really?
Where it's a silhouette of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a big hat on and a big smile. And both hands are full of bags. Like
full of packages?
From Macy's and Nordstrom's. And she's got one leg at that angle that says, I'm a crazy shopper.
I'm a shopaholic.
I mean,
and you're saying it diminishes the credibility.
Yeah, you have to look at the picture. I'm not doing it.
You'd want to see the glasses on top of the head, the pencil over the ear, the rolled up sleeves, anything to add a little credibility.
Like Peter Jennings.
you want to be taken seriously.
Right.
Well, maybe don't pose like Marlo Thomas in 1969, like Daddy's just sent you out on a shopping
spree. Well, see, I would go a step further. I would say instead of being, you know, halfway there with That Girl, why don't you go, go all the way and make it look like one of Mary Carey's, video covers?
I'd like that.
You know, why don't you have her just in a blanket, coming out of the shower, looking fetchingly at the camera?
What's the motto again of Mary Carey's videos?
Oh,
I know it's a good slogan.
It is a great slogan.
It's
no condoms,
all natural breasts, all naked sex, and never a condom.
Right.
The leading in fetish video. Remember,
very, very proud of that.
Remember when they sent us 27 volumes of foot fetish videos?
Sure.
And we left them out and the Weekenders snatched them up like donuts?
They were vanished. They were gone by the time we got in after the weekend.
There was no sign of them.
It was bastards.
Right after the Pat Gauze show.
But you've always had a thing for Allison Starling, haven't you?
She's cute.
I think she's too Allison milk toast.
Too Allison-y?
Yeah. Just there's, I like the edge. Like, who's the lady on Channel 9?
Oh, Tracy Neal.
Tracy Neal.
Yeah. Oh.
Tracy Neal is, she's got the credibility, but also the sexy thing going on.
And I like Gervier.
Here's the problem with Tracy Neal.
I like Megan McGrath, too.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay, Chief Wahoo Teeth. We said that yesterday.
Yes,
McGrath.
We did.
The problem with Tracy Neal is that she fancies herself as the next Oprah. You know, she went to Africa. She adopted a couple of kids. She's a single chick.
But I think she's still got a lot of potential, and I think she could be the next Oprah.
Mike, what I'm saying is it ruins it. It's like, what guy is going to walk into that now? She's going to have to find a Stedman.
Isn't she married?
No, she's a single mom.
I believe she is a single mom.
I thought she was married to, like, a surgeon or something.
No, she's getting it done.
She's gorgeous.
She's single?
I think Liz Crenshaw is single.
God.
You
threw water all over that one.
I believe that I could make love to the bags under Lynn Crenshaw's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Liz Crenshaw's eyes.
Nothing would make her happier.
Then they would do a feature called, Did He Really Do That?
Where did I hear that Tracy Neal was married to, like, a prominent doctor?
I think the big
story... you don't have a chance because she's with a doctor.
The big story is that she went and adopted. I didn't think she was married.
Yeah. Really? And then that leads to the whole, discussion, which we really shouldn't get into.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to be careful with
that.
And
we made a marriage discovery today that surprised us both.
Because I'm talking about, like the late Epheline Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pronounce Effie's first name correctly?
Epheline, I believe.
Epheline. Because wasn't there that whole rumor that the late Epheline Barry was having an affair with a prominent news anchor who used to work at...
I recall that rumor.
At Channel...
I never heard it.
7. You never heard that about...
At Channel 7?
You never heard about...
Damn it! Your mouth is in the back of the microphone. Oh yeah. See, I was thinking as soon as I heard affair, I thought
loose lips, Jack. Yeah. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that was a big story around Washington.
That's the word.
It wasn't out in the open though, was it? Was it in inside media circles or?
Hey,
or
if we knew about it,
everybody
have been
knew
a
about
good
it.
Secret,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
And today we found out that Neil Sedaka has been married for 45 years. You could have knocked me over with a feather.
Neil Sedaka's been married
for 45 years.
To a woman?
Ron calls me up with this bullet and says, I have proof Neil Sedaka's not gay. And I'm like,
Well, hold on a second, though. That doesn't necessarily mean he's not gay.
He's got kids and grandkids.
Doesn't matter. Tomo Joe has kids.
But it's Neil Sedaka.
So does Larry Craig.
So does Larry Craig, exactly. So didn't that guy from, governor from New Jersey.
McGreevy.
Didn't he have kids, too?
Sure. I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He had three kids by Neil Sedaka.
You never know when you're going to be in that bathroom stall and you're going to have somebody tap your foot.
So my best wishes to the Sedakas.
So about Tracy Neal from Channel 9. Yeah, she is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if she plays for our team or for the other team.
Right.
But you got to think that any woman, and I'm talking about if you got a shot at her, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Any guy out there watching TV thinking that maybe if you're in Circuit City on Saturday and you saw her and you could strike up a conversation with you, I'm telling you, she's out of everybody's league because she's into humanitarian efforts. She's beautiful. She's got no...
She needs somebody that almost would have to be vetted out like a presidential candidate.
Like Stedman.
Mm. You'd have to have a guy that had that impeccable reputation.
Yeah,
but occasionally,
like Stedman.
Occasionally, even though you've got the powerful career woman who has the career agenda, you get the occasional love is blind scenario where, you know, a schlub comes along. You know, they don't always, but yes, it happens all the time.
Mike, real life is not like King of Queens.
They sometimes pick a schlub.
Not somebody as hot as Tracy Neal.
I know it's not in the same category, but it's close. Brittany and K-Fed would be an example.
No. Listen.
She's white trash. I know that. But, you know, if she'd had the right handlers, you know, obviously she wasn't even listening to anybody. If she'd listened to people that had been around her, K-Fed would have never had
You got to give me a better example to go
know
up
I
against
do.
Tracy Neal than
I know. Damn it. I wish
Britney
I could
Spears.
Find one.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Like you're talking an example of a prominent woman who has a schlub husband or boyfriend.
I can't think of it. She's going to come up with, Tracy Neal's going to come up with some Stedman-type guy.
I think I'd have to find, like, a Hollywood actress. Yeah. That I don't think I could find, like, a politician or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You'd have to find...
There's the problem.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about hot Hollywood actresses.
Okay.
Be they young or be they old. Can you imagine any of them with a guy like us?
Yes.
Really? Could you picture Michelle Pfeiffer with a man like you or I?
God, this actress that I'm thinking of, she had cancer. I know that, and she was very popular, and she was blonde.
Well, that turns me on.
She was blonde. God damn it, I can't remember. I can't even come close to remembering her name.
Judith
Light? No, it wasn't Judith Light. But she was a cute blonde lady, and she was kind of hot, kind of sexy, and she had a schlubby, old, bald, fat husband. You know who I'm talking about? Rob, I swear to God, it's so long ago and she's fallen off the radar as far as a celebrity. I know I'm not helping anybody with this.
You know, maybe
somebody might know who I'm talking about.
Maybe she picked a schlub because she has cancer.
No, this is pre-cancer. She started dating a schlub.
You know? You're not talking
I got
about
it for
them.
You. Now you're going to laugh at me, but I'm just trying to get...
Who's
I'm
that?
Trying to get... No, you're not. Because you hate her so much.
Say it. Who?
Celine Dion and her husband.
Ugh.
But he's a powerful guy.
And he's like...
He created her.
He's like Elvis's guy, like Colonel Tom.
I know they are out there. We're talking about the couples, prominent women, beautiful women, wonderful, talented actresses that are with schlubby, dumpy guys. They exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I know they do.
Okay, name them. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Sandra Bullock is married to a schlub.
Jesse James?
He's a cameraman. He's like, he's a nobody. He's like,
well,
he's
I thought
like
she was married to Jesse James.
She's married to the guy with the motorcycle show.
She's the lady, the Jesse James one.
She's married to the guy that we thought was the Tuttles.
And he got mad at us. I don't even know the name of his show.
I think it's called Rides.
Rides.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, maybe. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, not good looking, but prominent. You'd have to go with Elizabeth Taylor and what's his name, Larry?
No, she's been married 8 times. That doesn't count. But, you know, it was close in the day when she married that guy, Larry Fortensky.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show. But she was a pig at that point.
She was.
You can't say Elizabeth
you're right.
Taylor was hot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He was hotter than she was.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and
hey,
Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What about Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett?
Yep.
All right.
There's a good
okay,
example.
You know what, there? But here's the thing.
But he was a star.
And he's eccentric.
Yep.
And he's quirky.
Yes. Right.
He's exactly. Not like you and I, a putz.
I know they exist out there. It's
a
just
loser.
Got it.
You don't hear about them a lot.
Rhea Perlman.
He had money.
And she is still hot.
She's hotter than balls.
He's looking for anybody his size.
You think?
Yeah. Sure. You talking about Dan DeVito?
Yeah, Danny.
Daniel.
And really, it's not necessarily the ugly factor, because the ugly factor can be accepted if the guy is a power mover, you know, is a mover and a shaker.
Cool.
That can be accepted. But I know somewhere out there you've got the prominent woman that has the spouse or boyfriend buried.
Don and Mike, hello.
Janet Jackson.
Who was she married to?
You mean that producer guy?
Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Old ugly guy.
But he's a producer, right? A high-powered producer.
He's tied into her career.
It's hard to find.
Not thick enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fiona Faith Martin, it's Ben, whatever his name is, or her name is.
Say it again?
What was that? You got all jumbled up there. What's going on?
Working at the service station says what?
The guy with the face cancer, Seal, and...
No, Seal's a major star.
Well, I know, but he's still...
It's not cancer.
No. Seal has lupus or whatever.
Lupus, he had scars from lupus, but he's also like a major recording star.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's a loser like us.
It's got to be a loser guy, and it can be a guy who really... And I know they exist. There's somewhere there's got to be a prominent woman.
And Mike?
Whether it be a senator, whether it be a woman in the movies, and she's married to like an insurance guy.
I'm going to throw a caveat at this.
All right.
The guy's got to be a schlub.
He's
got to
be a schlub as well, because he can't be like a loser guy with a loser job who's an Adonis. Doesn't count.
He's got to be someone like you and I, mm-hmm. and it's got to be someone who shares our lack of initiative
right.
when it comes to making relationships and making everything work.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is, and you don't have to be beautiful. I would say, like, if that chick from The Office mm-hmm. who just got divorced,
right,
Jenna Fisher, mm-hmm. if her husband had been a fat load like you and me.
Just a regular guy.
That would count.
Just, right. Where she goes into the studio every day to make her hit television show, and he goes off to make donuts.
If in real life she was married to the fat bald guy on The Office.
Right. Yeah, but the fat bald guy in The Office wasn't a character actor.
Right. If he was a regular guy.
He was a regular guy. I swear to God, somewhere, really, we can't go without finding one person like this.
You know who's close, but it doesn't really count because it was such a short marriage, is Brittany married that guy, Jason Alexander.
No, because Brittany, we've already wiped Brittany out because she's trash.
Leave Brittany alone!
But he was schlubby.
No, he wasn't. He was kind of an athletic guy.
He was more together than the other Jason Alexander.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, physically.
That is true.
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah. George Costanza.
It's the summer of George.
And even in the political arena, it could work if the guy was just an average guy. Just an average do-not. If it was like,
and
say.
Hold on. Don't say Fred Thompson, because I've seen those pictures, and it looks like, no offense, Mike, looks like he's sitting with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's not really what we're talking about. Because
would I take offense to that?
Because Fred Thompson is not a schlub like us.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Fred Thompson
is
someone who's got a hot wife.
You mentioned my girlfriend, who is, as you will testify to, easy on the eye. And I get that feeling sometimes. And I walk into a restaurant or something and this is just on looks. Mm-hmm. Where there were guys. Last night, there were guys that actually thought that she wasn't with me.
Gracias.
And they were kind of acknowledging her. It happens all the time. Uh-huh. But you know what? And sometimes when I'm sitting right next to her, you know why they're acting like she's there by herself?
Why?
Because in their minds, they can't conceive of it.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't even conceive of it.
That's what I'm saying.
And so I don't like that.
So we're talking about it in real life.
Right.
Imagine in Hollywood life, mm-hmm. in celebrity life.
There has to be. And it could be. It can be a boyfriend or it can be a husband. There has to be at least a couple of them floating around out there.
A dozen of them at least.
There's got to be, because women don't think like guys do.
You know,
women don't go for, I mean, really, the truth is they really don't always go for the pretty man. A lot of women do.
So many of our classic slobs are no longer with us, though. Sam Kinison, Chris mm-hmm. Farley, mm-hmm. John Belushi.
But see, you're talking about all slobs that were
talented.
Superstar
yeah,
slobs.
Right. They have to be regular Joe slobs
this guy, and I forgot the blonde lady.
Hold on, we got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.